shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, an hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus on First Fridays, broadcasting from St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony, as I do every first Friday. And this hour is a chance for us to draw near to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to grow in intimacy with our relationship with Him, and to bring all that we are wrestling with, all that we are grateful for, all that we bear, and ask for His help, for His forgiveness, and to pray for our world. And as we start, let us honor Our Lady at the noontime hour as we pray. The Angelus. And the angel of the Lord declared to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ, and let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And we ask Our Lady now to intercede for us as we come close to the Lord during this hour dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And we are going to do a couple things. We're going to honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus by praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We are going to learn about the Precious Blood. July is dedicated to the Precious Blood. So we'll be talking about that, as well as praying our examine of consciousness. And July 31st is the Feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. And so you'll be hearing more about him as well. And He was inspired to promulgate the examined prayer through the spiritual exercises of Saint Ignatius. And so let us now pray the Anima Christi, a prayer focused on the very person of Christ, on his soul, as we draw near him now. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me. And bid me come unto thee, that with all thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. The precious blood flowed forth from the most sacred heart of Jesus upon the cross as he lay upon the cross. As well did the water. And from the sacred heart, the church was born. The month of July is dedicated to the Precious Blood, and the feast of the Precious Blood was Sunday, July 1st, and the feast was instituted in 1849 by Pius IX. But this devotion is ancient. The early fathers of the church indeed said that it was born from the pierced side of Christ, and that the sacraments were brought forth from his blood. The precious blood which we worship is the blood which the Savior shed for us on Calvary and reassured at his glorious resurrection. It is the blood which courses through the veins of his risen, glorified, living body at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And it is the blood made truly present on our altars by the words of consecration. It is the blood which merited sanctifying grace for us, and through it washes and beautifies our soul and inaugurates the beginning of eternal life in it. I'm going to be reading to you excerpts from The Precious Blood of Christ by Father John Hardin, of the Society of Jesus. The late Father Hardin is, I believe, venerable at this point. There is a cause open for his being raised to the altar to honor him for a cause for his sainthood. And so this is what I'm sharing with you is from his writings. And specifically from the Precious Blood of Christ. And so there's a deep connection between the Precious Blood and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And, you know, we often are squeamish at the sight of blood. If you've ever had it drawn at the doctor's office, many of us have to turn away, otherwise we can feel queasy or even faint, as it were. But when we contemplate the sacrifice of Calvary, which was terrible, which it's beyond description. It is simultaneously also beautiful for us as Christians, because through this great sacrifice is how we are ultimately to share in Christ's risen glory. And so it is what needed to be done. It is the price that had to be paid. And so we have a duty, brothers and sisters, to not turn away. In fact, to allow ourselves to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, as it were, and to be born again through His precious blood. And that's something to our modern sensibilities, which might seem quite foreign, and something which repulses us. But I'd invite you to, many of you listening to me now have already a deep devotion to the precious blood, but those of you who maybe don't, to really listen and to suspend judgment on this point in terms of your own personal preference, and try to learn more about this devotion and see if you're not finding really grace and nourishment from it, because it is endorsed by the Church. And so we trust our mother because she cares for us and she knows what is best. And so essentially this comes out of the Old Testament, where Cain and Abel are making sacrifices to God. Well, Abel is, and Cain is not. And this gives rise to the sin of hatred and ultimately fratricide. And so the thirsting earth soaks up Abel's blood as it shouts to heaven when he is murdered by his brother Cain. And this shouting has been said to prefigure the scene on Calvary where Christ's blood is shed, and then ultimately there's the cry to heaven for the redemption of mankind. And so in the New Testament, the Church reminds us of the first drops of blood that flowed from our redemption on the day when Christ was circumcised, that's part of the sacrifice which was required by the law, and that was fulfilled. But furthermore, the ultimate price was the shedding of Christ's blood in redemption for us all. And it's a mystery. And we were talking earlier before we came on the air about how many people are suffering throughout the world, even our own lives, those that have died, and those that are martyrs, even, right? They're shedding blood, or their blood is being shed, as it were, for the faith. And this is beyond our understanding. But we trust that if it's united to the cross of Christ, that it has purpose. And so think about that in your own life, that when you engage or experience struggle, that offer this up. Offer this up, especially when you receive the sacrifice of the Eucharist. When you go to Mass, when there's the offering of the gifts, bring all that you are to the Lord and ask for His grace, and to say, Lord, you showed us the way. Let me be faithful to you. And so when we come back, we're going to pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the Donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change. On AM 750, WNDZ. And on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the divine mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDC. Welcome back to Heart Speaks to Heart, Cor ad Cor, Loquitur, our hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus on First Fridays. We're learning more about the devotion to the precious blood, which is not a spiritual option. It's an obligation, really, of every follower, not only for priests, but every follower of Christ. And to understand the meaning of the precious blood, we need to get some comprehension of the gravity of sin, of the awfulness of offending God, because it required the blood of the Son of God to forgive that sin. And that's powerful. That's something that we might want to consider during our examen. The gravity of our own sins, and to take ownership of that, to truly want to seek forgiveness, but also to turn away and to repent and to live according to God's law. And that is doable if we, again, are humble enough to accept His grace and to say, I'm sorry, and to begin again. Because remember, all that separated St. Peter and Judas, both denied the Lord. Judas would not accept God's mercy. St. Peter did. And we have a choice of whether we accept His mercy or not. And that's what part of the First Friday devotion is about. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque was given 12 promises to share with the faithful. Jesus essentially told her that He promises us that if we communicate on the first 9 consecutive Fridays of the month, meaning the first Friday of 9 consecutive months, the grace of final penitence and an excessive mercy of His heart, and that the soul will not die in disgrace nor without receiving their sacraments, the divine heart shall be their safe refuge in their last moment. And so, again, think about coming to church tonight at 7 p.m. to St. Stan's or to your local church and worthily receive communion, and pray for forgiveness for your own sins and for those of the whole world. Make an act of reparation. And then that assumes that you are in a state of grace. And if you're not, you can go to the sacrament of confession and be remedied. But then, you know, receive that communion and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then from there, go forth and share the good news with those that you come in contact with. Be a sincere ambassador of Christ, because if we take this beautiful gift and don't share it, it is for naught. Then we are not open to being disciples, truly, of Christ. And again, about the devotion of the precious blood, it's essentially, it helps us to gain a sensitivity to the awfulness of sin and how terrible it is, and the cost that God endured for us because He loves us so much. But I want to emphasize that this is not about focusing on the negative solely to do that, right? There is an appropriateness of having deep sorrow for the times we have not followed the Lord. But we are loved sinners, and that's something really crucial to the spirituality of St. Ignatius of Loyola. He was able to really come to know that God is love in a deeper way than really he could have anticipated when he spent time in the cave of Manresa, and essentially the Lord came and taught him like a schoolmaster does a child, and he came to see he was engaging in harsh penances. He came to see that, you know, there was a middle way, as it were, a way in which he could obviously accept discipline into his life and his regime, but that he could be of no use to the Lord if he ruined himself. And so he decided at that point, when the Lord broke in, as it were, and he was able to see that he was a sinner, and it's appropriate that he repented, but he was a love sinner. So we are created in God's image and likeness, and we have to, just like Peter did, accept God's mercy. And that, again, is a choice. Not everyone accepts it. And so I would encourage you to do so. And so right now we are going to be praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, substantially united to the Word of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, infinite majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, sacred temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, burning furnace of charity, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, abode of justice and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, abyss of all virtues, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, most worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom are all treasures of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom dwells the fullness of divinity, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father was well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, propitiation for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, loaded down with opprobrium, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, bruised for our offenses, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient to death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced with a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and our reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in thee, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in thee, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant us, thee hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine, and let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, look upon the heart of thy most beloved Son, and upon the praises and satisfaction which he offers thee in the name of sinners, and to those who implore thy mercy. In thy great goodness, grant forgiveness in the name of the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, who livest and reignest with thee forever and ever. Amen. That closing prayer succinctly states our trust. That God, through his mercy, will grant us forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. If we call upon his name, and if we receive what he offers. And so, come before our Lord, come before his Sacred Heart, and receive his precious blood, be washed in his precious blood. God meets us where we're at, and he doesn't leave us there, brothers and sisters. So many people will not come into the church because they feel like they're not good enough. When they get things right, then they'll come back. But that's not how this works. The church, it's been said, is truly a hospital. And so come and be cured. Come and be healed. Come and be nourished. Come and be cleansed. All you have to do is ask. So when we come back from the break, we'll be praying our examine and learning a little more about St. Ignatius of Loyola, whose feast is coming up on the 31st of July. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Sometimes in life, we are confronted with the tyranny of choice. I know. Stop or go. Hot or cold. Up or down. This way or that way. You can contribute to Winds of Change one way or the other. One way is to go to windsofchangeshow.com. Then click on Support Winds of Change Show in the upper right-hand corner of the page. The other is to go to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to make your donation, one way or the other.
Newsflash! This just in, Winds of Change podcast can now be heard on your iPhone and Android phone. Download the TuneIn Radio app and search Winds of Change, and Winds of Change will be right there for your very ears. We now return you to Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule, work, or just lost interest? Be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus on First Fridays, broadcasting from the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy for the Archdiocese of Chicago, St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, this beautiful historic parish, the Mother Church of Polonia. Invite you to come down on a pilgrimage. We have the world's largest monstrance here. It's open 24/7 for adoration. So you have no excuse. There's always time, according to your schedule, to come down and draw near to Christ, truly present in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. Mass tonight is at 7 p.m., and we hope to see you there. We are going to be praying our examen in a moment, a prayer of reflection, but the Feast of St. Ignatius is coming up on the 31st of July, and I want to give you a little background on him, St. Ignatius of Loyola, as he's known. So Iñigo López de Óñez y Loyola was born in the Basque Country in northeastern Spain in 1491, and he was the youngest of 13 children. He was born into a noble family, and he became a courtier. And the spring of 1521, a large French army attacked the town of Pamplona, where he was heading a garrison. And a cannonball shattered his leg, and he was gravely injured. And he had to convalesce in his family home in Loyola. And it was tough, tough going. And he had only several books to read. One was on courtly romances and chivalry, and the other was an illustrated life of Christ, and also a book of the saints. And so he spent hours daydreaming, essentially, in the months of his convalescence, and he found that he was attracted to pursuing courtly honor. He loved those tales of adventure. But something drew him even closer when he contemplated Christ's life and also thought about great saints like St. Francis of Assisi and St. Dominic, who became disciples. And so he came to see through discernment that he was called to follow the footsteps of the great saints and to be a fool for Christ. And so he set out and went to a town called Montserrat, a monastery, and basically made his general confession and offered his sword to the Black Madonna there, and then went to Manresa, where he spent the better part of a year and came to see himself as a pilgrim. And in a cave, you know, he developed the spiritual exercises, which are a series of meditations on the life of Christ. And so those have come down to us now and are greatly revered. In fact, St. Ignatius is the patron of retreats. And many of us go on weekend retreats based on the spiritual exercises I go up to Bellarmine Jesuit Treehouse in Barrington, which is a fine place to do so. There's also the 30-day version, and then you can also, there's an 8-day version. And so essentially, and then you can make it also in your everyday life over the course of like 9 months. So there's many, many different ways of benefiting from the spiritual exercises. I think the key is to find where the Lord is inviting you now and to trust him. And it isn't that one is better than the other. Often people kind of feel that way. Well, if I don't do the 30-day, then it doesn't work type of thing. And that's not true. Again, the Lord meets us where we're at, and he doesn't leave us there. And so he went out to the Holy Land and actually wanted to spend his life with the pilgrims there, but he was asked to leave because of danger by the Franciscans. And then he ended up going to Paris, and at the age of 38, became a university student. And that's where he met his first companions, St. Peter Faber, St. Francis Xavier, and others, and the Society of Jesus came to be. And again, remember, he thought originally that his mission was to stay in the Holy Land alone, working with the pilgrims. God had different plans. He's often called the saint of Plan B, meaning that his first idea, his first instincts, which are holy, often weren't the full realization of what the Lord wanted. The Lord had something greater in store for him, and he might have more in store for you too. And so then he ended up going to Rome ultimately and became the general of the Society of Jesus. And he that wasn't his plan either, but it's what God wanted for him, and he was able to do that. And so he definitely is a saint, I think, that speaks to our time. And, he gave us really this tool, the spiritual exercises, which has inspired many. So now we're going to pray our examination of consciousness. God, I believe that at this quiet moment, I am in your presence, and you are loving me. Come, Holy Spirit. God, I acknowledge your love for me in the various gifts for which I am very grateful. I name these now. Thanks be to God. God, help me now to review the events of this day in order to recognize you in all parts of my life. Lord, I want to see God, please forgive the times I have fallen short and strengthen my attempts to follow you. I want to be washed in the precious blood of Christ. Jesus, I trust in you. Esu ufam tobie. Lord, have mercy. God, enlighten me so that my future choices praise, reverence, and serve you above all else. Show me your way. And in gratitude for this examen, we will pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The examen is a powerful way of coming to see that God is always active in our lives. And all we have to do is call upon him. And this prayer is for all of us. And so I invite you to add it to your prayer regime. And always keep in mind the threefold question: what have I done for Christ? What am I doing for Christ? What ought I do for Christ? And my brothers and sisters in the Lord, during this hour, the Lord has been speaking to you, and you might want to consider that now, too. What is he inviting me to do that only I can do? Not what my friend can do, my spouse can do. What does he want you to do? And it may be to give that relative a call who you are estranged from, or to visit your parents, or to go down to the soup kitchen and work. Or come to the sanctuary of divine mercy tonight and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Come to confession and to worthily receive the Eucharist and to pray for the world. And when we come back, I will share some more thoughts with you to send you forth to be more and more the face of Christ for others. That's who we're called to be, to follow him more nearly and dearly. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Floors as low.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
You've got your radio turned on to Winds of Change, where you can hear about your faith and hear about today's culture through the lens of Christ's teachings with Father Anthony Bush and others. Monday through Friday at noon on AM 750. Keep Winds of Change on by going to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to donate. And Winds of Change offers thanks for your donation.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus on this first Friday. In our final segment, we're going to prepare to go forth and to serve the Lord wherever He calls. And as part of that process, we are going to make an act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. And this is the act of consecration written by Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, the Apostle of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, to Thee I consecrate and offer up my person and my life, my actions, trials, and sufferings, that my entire being may henceforth only be employed in loving, honoring, and glorifying You. This is my irrevocable will, to belong entirely to You and to do all for Your love, renouncing with my whole heart all that can displease You. I take You, O Sacred Heart, for the sole object of my love, the protection of my life, the pledge of my salvation, the remedy of my frailty and inconsistency, the reparation for all the defects of my life, my secure refuge at my death. Be Thou, O most merciful heart, my justification before God, Your Father, and screen me from His anger, which I have so justly merited. I fear all from my own weakness and malice, but placing my entire confidence in You, O Heart of Love, I hope all from Your infinite goodness. Annihilate in me all that can displease or resist You. Imprint Your pure love so deeply in my heart that I may never forget You or be separated from You. I beseech You, through Your infinite goodness, grant that my name be engraved upon Your heart. For in this I place all my happiness and my glory, to live and to die as one of Your beloved servants. Amen. Do you really mean that? Do you really mean that you want to follow Him? that you want to trust him. That you will make him the center of your life. I hope so. It's an awesome undertaking, but he's invited you to this point, and so I would invite you to again follow him wherever he leads you, and it may be somewhere that is unexpected. And that often is the truth of our journey, brothers and sisters, that when we're heading in one direction and it seems that all is going according to our plan, the Lord breaks in and says, no, I want you to do this. And so, you know, I was talking to a friend and he said, you know, he's got a tough choice to make about taking care of a sick loved one or, you know, continuing to pay for things for one of his other children. And it's a tough choice. But, you know, you make the choice for the greater good. And so he has to discern that himself. But we all have those choices to make. And so as we prepare to go forth, I ask you to just be open to where the Lord is inviting you to follow him today. And let us pray now our act of self-offering to Jesus called the Suchepe from the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And, you know, we just celebrated a great feast, the Independence Day, and hope you enjoyed that. Many of us went to Mass to pray for our nation, but now I would ask us to pray together an act of reparation, especially for our nation, for our own sins, but the sins of our nation. And let us dedicate our nation to the Sacred Heart. Let us pray for our leaders, and let us pray that justice truly comes to reign through the Most Sacred Heart in the United States. Most sweet Jesus, you have bestowed on all men the benefit of your charity, but their ingratitude only responds with forgetfulness, negligence, and spite. Therefore, we prostrate ourselves before your altar, inspired by the desire to make reparation through a special homage for their culpable indifference in the outrages which in all ways they oppress your most loving heart. Nevertheless, we remember that we ourselves have been guilty of unworthy conduct in the past, and filled with profound sorrow, we implore your mercy for us. First of all, we would like to expiate for too many lamentable faults by making reparation for each of the following: our disorderly conduct, indecent fashion, scandalous corruption of innocent souls, profanation of Sundays and feasts, detestable blasphemies against you and against your saints, insults to your vicar and to your priests, reckless violations of and odious sacrileges to the divine sacrament of your love, and finally, the public sins of nations who revolt against the right and authority of your church. If only we could erase so many offenses with our own blood, and at the least we wish to make reparation to your outraged honor, we present to you even the satisfaction that you have offered to your Father on the cross and the offering you have renewed each day on the altar. We present that sacrifice to you accompanied with all the acts of atonement made by the Most Holy Virgin, your mother, the saints, and by faithful Christians, we promise you with all our heart, with the help of your grace, to use all means necessary to do penance for our past faults and those of our neighbor, by the fervor of our faith, the purity of our life, and by perfect docility to the precepts of the gospel, we desire to atone for the indifference towards such a great love to which belongs all charity. We also promise you to make every effort to spare you new offenses and to lead the most souls possible to you. Agreed, we offer you in this manner, O most good Jesus, by the intercession of the gracious Virgin Mary, the spontaneous homage of expiation, guard us until death, keeping us unshakably faithful to our duty and to your service according to us the precious gift of perseverance, which leads us finally to our native land, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you reign, God forever and ever. Amen. And so we pray in reparation as well. And we also know that the Lord is in charge, and we need to trust in him and not be discouraged. Times are tough. We are faced many travails, and we just don't see on this side of the veil the full plan, but we know that we are destined for him. We know that we are destined to live with God forever. We are beloved children of God, and for his mercy we are grateful. And let us always follow Our Lady's example by saying yes. Yes to the call to serve. And again, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And so come down to St. Stan's tonight and spend some quality time with the Lord. It's been an honor and a privilege to pray with you. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Become so obscure, it does not take the